Paralympics Day 9, and as we speak, Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly, as well as Josephine Helan and Ev McChrystal, are battling it out for gold in the cycling road race B competition. It's been a busy day too for Team Ireland, with action in cycling, equestrian, swimming and athletics. So let's go to Paris now and join Siobhan Madigan. Siobhan, a very busy day, certainly for our cyclists on the road. How's that road race going for or two tandem teams?
Yeah, absolutely. The action is ongoing, and Ireland, of course, hoping to add to their medal tally today. And with that, the weight, I suppose, of expectation holds on the shoulders of our gold medalists from the time trial on Wednesday, Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly. We can check on the progress of all the Irish crews in action on the bikes, out with our man at the venue in Clichy Bois, Darren Frahel.
The women's tandem is 20 kilometres in and it's all pretty tight so far. Time trial gold medalists Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly leading from the front, but their British rivals are keeping close tabs on them. Josie Helan and Eve McChrystal are also well positioned in that main group. Damien Vereker and Mitchell McLaughlin are sitting comfortably in the main bunch of the men's tandem. Very early stages though. Earlier today, Ronan Grimes finished 17th in the individual road race. He had a puncture in the closing stages while inside the top 10. He confirmed his retirement after that race.
Darren Frahel there. Siobhan, our para dressage team are also in action today. How are they getting on?
Yeah, what a setting it is, in action out at the Chateau de Versailles. Lovely sunny conditions out there once again today, and they're almost at the midpoint of the team event. Two Irish riders in, and they sit 8th overall in the standings. Sarah Slattery and her mount Savona scored 68.895, while London-based Michael Murphy, back in action today on Clever Boy, he improved on his individual score to register 72.042%. So at the midpoint, looking well for the Irish for a top 10 finish.
Yeah, good. No like technical issues, felt like. Turn was good, start was good. Maybe got caught in the first couple strokes, but tied up at the last 15, but that will all be corrected tonight, so happy enough, yeah.
But to the naked eye, it looked like you had to work to get back into it towards the end.
My front end speed isn't as fast as the other guys, but I always bring it back. Like Europeans, I turned like fifth at the wall and then finished third, so yeah, my back end speed, I'm able to bring it back a bit more than the other guys. So
you feel there's room for improvement now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's my second fastest morning swim ever. So, yeah, hopefully a PB tonight.
Yeah, that's our swimmer, Barry McClemens. He's qualified for the final of the S9 100 butterfly out at the La Défense Arena this morning. He was third in his heat. His time, a very impressive 101.85, as he say, one of his quickest ever morning swims, and he'll hope to improve on that. He's sixth quickest heading into tonight's final back at the La Défense Arena.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you.